Random House Audio presents Smokin' 17 by Janet Ivanovich. Read by Lorelei King. Chapter 1. My Grandma Mazur called me early this morning.
"I had a dream," Grandma said. "There was this big horse, and it could fly. It didn't have wings, it could just fly. And the horse flew over top of you and started dropping road apples, and you were running around trying to get out of the way of the road apples. And the funny thing was, she didn't have any clothes on, except a red lace thong kind of underpants. Anyways, next thing, a rhinoceros flew over you, and he was sort of hovering over top of your head. And then I woke up. I got a feeling it means something."
"What?" I asked.
"I don't know, but it can't be good."
And she disconnected. So, that's how my day started. And to tell you the truth, the dream pretty much summed up my life. My name is Stephanie Plum. I work as a bond enforcer for my cousin Vinny's bail bonds office, and I live in an uninspired, low-rent, three-story, brick-faced chunk of an apartment building on the edge of Trenton, New Jersey. My second-floor apartment is furnished with my relatives' cast-offs. I'm average height. I have an okay shape. I'm pretty sure I'm averagely intelligent. And I know for sure I have a crummy job. My shoulder-length curly brown hair is inherited from the Italian side of the family, my blue eyes from the Hungarian side of the family, and I have an excellent nose that's a gift from God. Good thing he gave me the nose before he found out I wasn't the world's best Catholic. It was early September and unseasonably hot. I had my hair up in a ponytail. I'd forgone makeup and opted for lip balm instead. And I was wearing a red stretchy tank top, jeans, and sneakers. Perfect clothes for running down bad guys or buying.